Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Jonathan?
Yes. How you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm great. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm hanging in there. What's
Good
the
to
story
hear.
here now?
So, there's a past due balance on your account of $129. And I know last we spoke, you said that you were having a little bit of a tough time. So
having a lot of a tough time, not a little bit, a lot.
Okay.
There's no business.
Okay.
Guys, look, I've been depending on you guys all this time to make my phone ring. My phone hasn't been ringing. This is going on 7 years that I've been with you guys. I don't have no business. That's why I can't pay it. If the advertisement not paying for itself, how could I pay it?
Right. So, the only thing, you know, I could think of, you know, doing for you is, if you wanted to, and I only recommend this if it's a last resort, but, you could cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's $49 a month. But the reason I look at that as a last resort is a website in and of itself is never going to bring anybody a client, right? The value
exactly.
To what we do is in the placement, the first page placement on Google, you know? So, yeah, the $129 package is much better for you because you get the first page placement on Google and Bing and the directories and the mobile optimization.
I know, but I don't have that, though. That's the problem is, you guys keep saying that, but I'm not never there. I'm not never on the first page.
So,
why my phone not ringing? I'm not on the first page. Last time I checked, I was on the third page.
That's
recent, like last week. I'm on the third page, and you guys keep promising me first page, and I ain't never up there.
The thing is that if you checked last week, naturally you wouldn't be on the first page because your account's been in suspension since February 8th. So when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but there's no active programming taking place on the account, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, but I haven't been on the first page in the last 2 years or 3 years. I don't know how long. Even when the thing was active, if you look at my account, you'll see that I'm not getting no traffic. I'm not getting no business. The only people call me is telemarketers. I get one call here or there once every blue moon. But mostly everybody
from your Google business
number.
Page, it does show that in the last 30 days, you were found 129 times on the first page with 19 Google actions, right, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. I think what you and I had discussed on the last call is your Four Corners Flooring, that's published. The address is published on the first page. So you want it that way, right? So that people can come to your store? Is that correct?
No, I'm a service. I don't need nobody coming to my store.
That's what you and I discussed, that we were going to hide the address next time because of your results, it says you had 19 Google actions, but 3 were clicks to your site, 3 were clicks to call you, and 13 were clicks for driving directions. You don't need clicks for driving directions if you're a service, right? Why would people click to come to you if you're a service, right? So we need to hide your address. Right. So we can go in and fix that for you. That's no problem. But the payment needs to be up to speed first. They don't do any type of programming while the account's past due. But you don't have to settle this today, Jonathan. We could give you more time. That's no problem. I just say settle it before March 5th because on March 8th is when the next payment hits. So they say technically within 3 business days of your next payment is when you're supposed to pay. So I say as long as you do it
the website,
by March 5th.
But the address to the website is not working.
The website's working. It just has the orange banner at the top. I just looked at it.
When people look from, I was trying to show my website last night and it didn't come up.
I'm looking at it right now. Four Corner Flooring Inc. We don't cut corners. We clean them. Hardwood flooring schedule. I'm looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. You could just type in fourcornerfloors.com and your website comes right up. It's still coming up. It's just that there's an orange banner at the top.
But why is not coming up under the key, under no keywords, because it's not paid for or something?
Exactly. When an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but there's no active programming that takes place on the account. So that will affect your placement because Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5 to 6 to 7 times each day. So every time a new revision comes through and you're active with us, you have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But when an account goes into suspension, they don't do that active programming. So that will, eventually affect you.
Can you send me a screenshot showing me where it's showing that I got first placement?
Yeah, I'll send you the screenshot that shows the all-time results on Google on the first page, and then I'll do the second screenshot that shows the last 30 days so that you can see the results that you're getting. But you'll also see how it's dipped down in the last 30 days as a result of that payment issue that took place, okay?
All right, because I don't understand why my phone hasn't been ringing in the last 3 years. Look at my account. Look at the app where you see how many calls came in and how many people called in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If you scroll down that list, you'll see those 99% of those calls is telemarketers trying to sell me an SEO company, trying to sell me service, trying to tell me that they could put me on the first page. And I've been getting those calls like regularly from the website, from the tracking number.
Yeah. So what I had in the notes here, Jonathan, is that once your account's up to speed, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and look into it and see, because I had notes in here from last time we spoke that you were getting a lot of telemarketer calls. So once everything's up to speed, they're going to do a performance check and see why you're getting telemarketer calls and if there's any updates that we can perform that will give you better placement. They're going to perform those for you behind the scenes. So that's the first thing we're going to do. And then the second thing we're going to do is start ramping up your weekly posts for you. So that's going to help you too, is we're going to do some more weekly posts, make you more relevant. And then that's going to, give you some more traction on Google as well. So, but yeah, until, the account gets up to speed right now, it's just kind of in limbo. You know what I mean? But, I have the notes in here that, trust me, as soon as this gets rectified, we're going to do, some extensive programming on it just to see if there's anything that we can do and to figure out why you're getting those calls that are, mostly telemarketing calls.
Well, I need some business. That's the only way I could keep paying for this advertisement. I'm going to make this payment today, but
okay.
I can't continue if it's not making money. If it's not making no money, it don't make no sense, right?
Yeah, we're gonna make sure that it makes sense for you, Jonathan. I have that in the notes from last time that we spoke for sure. We're gonna have them do the extensive programming. And then If not, you know, remember, you're on a month-to-month subscription. You could always discontinue the service before the next payment hits. And also, you're on that loyalty program with us, too. So, you know, you would, you know, your March payment's going to be your free month because it's a loyalty. So you're going to be paid in full until April anyway, right? So you'll have a couple of months to make sure that your phone starts ringing and you start getting plenty of work so that you're able to pay for this again. You know what I mean? So we'll have plenty of time to get this, you know, all rectified for you. But I'm confident with us hiding the address, number one, doing the extensive programming and the performance updates and increasing the weekly posts. I think with those three things happening.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say showing the address, Google want me to show the address, it would rank me higher if I show the address?
No.
It could have been one of those
telemarketers that were trying to sell you something, and I don't know if maybe you had called in and made that revision to put the address shown, but the only thing that the address does is it helps a business that has a brick and mortar. So if you're a flooring store where people wanted to come in and look at your samples or something, then yes, that would help you. But if you're only service-oriented flooring, then it would only frustrate people. They would click on the driving directions, drive out to you to think you're a store to look at your samples, and then there's no samples, and then there, you know, there it's a waste of time. You know what I mean? So
it's a private house.
So it doesn't help. Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses. So for every home-based business that Google lists, they always recommend that the address is hidden just so that those things don't happen. You know what I mean?
Yes. All right. So take the address off. Are you ready for the card number?
Yes, I'm ready for the card number, Jonathan. Go ahead. Let me go back to your billing real quick. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
5108.
Okay.
0503. 2085-0998.
Okay, and expiration?
0129.
And the code?
537.
537. Okay.
And you're taking a one-time payment of?
129. And is it still the same billing address on 118-55233 Street in Queens, or is it the other one that's showing on the Google page?
It's
which is the one in Cambria Heights,
233rd Street, Cambria Heights, New York.
Uh huh.
11411.
Okay. 11411. Okay. Perfect. So I think I have everything stored now, so I'll go ahead and try to process it. And then you should be good to go, and then we're going to start beefing up those performance updates. Okay, great. I got the green light for you, so you are all good to go. So thank you so much for taking care of that. And in the meantime, have a really great... Yep.
I'm suffering over here.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're my only advertisement. You're the only people I'm dealing with, period. I don't have another source of advertisement going or anything else going. I'm depending on you guys to bring me business, and I've been doing that. If you look at how long I've been with you guys, almost 7 years, right?
You've been with us, for a long time. Here's one thing that I want you to do, Jonathan, since you're getting a lot of telemarketer calls, is we have a security question and answer on file for you, which is your first pet's name, which is KK. So while we're doing these updates, if any of those telemarketers call you, just ask them right out the gate. Go, look, the company that's handling my marketing has a security question and answer on file. Can you please confirm it? If they can't confirm it, just say, thank you very much, have a nice day, and politely hang up the phone. That way you don't have to waste any time with them, and you can reserve your energy for actual client calls, okay? Anybody at Local Splash, that calls you has access to that information, okay?
Yeah, they get me off of the back pages. They go to like the third or fourth page, and then they start calling companies from there.
Okay.
So they wouldn't be able to find me if I was on the first page. They don't go to the first page. The guy told me. He said they go to the third or fourth page, and they start calling companies from there to see if they want to be on the first page.
Yeah, those scam companies always tell people that, even if they see them on the first page. They tell them, oh, yeah, I found you on the back pages. Because if they tell them, I found you on the first page, the company has no reason to talk to them, right? So they always tell people, oh, I found you on the back pages. So just be very careful with those scam companies. And if I were you, I would just say, look, the company I work with has a security question and answer on file. Can you confirm it? And if they can't, just politely hang up the phone. Or say, look,
yeah,
Tina at Local Flash.
But wait. The problem is what they're saying and what's actually happening in the, as far as business and everything is concerned, I'm not getting no business. So obviously, it must be some kind of truth in what they're saying, because nobody's calling me. Nobody's been calling me. I've been suffering all this time trying to scramble and trying to find work, and there's no work.
Well,
so
I like I
something
said,
is going
I think
on.
Just please
something
trust me on
on
this, Jonathan, and watch your performance go up once we do these updates. I know that doing these updates is going to change a lot for you, so just be a little bit patient, because now that the payment's up to speed, we have some time to rectify it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we're going to get this straightened
all
and squared
right
away for you. So I'm actually
all
sending
right have
the technicians some hard notes right now, and we're going to start that programming right away for you, okay?
We're going to revisit this. And how long in March, April? In April, you said?
Yeah, you're paid in full right now until April 8th, okay? And moving forward, I applied
okay, so
a loyalty program where you're going to get every other month for free. So that's not going to just happen for the March payment. That's going to happen ongoing. So every other month moving forward, even after March, you'll get it for free. So you'll get March for free, you'll pay in April, then you'll get May for free, you'll pay in June. So I'm applying that loyalty program where you're going to get every other month for free, okay? Because
okay,
you have
so
been with us for
a
long time, and I appreciate that.
We're going to reevaluate our performance in April. Me and you.
Exactly.
What's your name again?
My name again is Tina.
Tina. Okay, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Do you have an extension number, Tina?
Yep, my extension is 777.
777.
Yeah.
All right. So in April, in April, we're going to get back on the phone and we're going to go over everything and see how business is doing, okay?
Exactly. Yep. And at that time, I'm confident you're going to see much better results. And if not, we can go over it at that time. But I'm pretty sure that with the revisions that we're doing right now, a lot is going to change for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us that opportunity to fix this. I know, like I said, that this is going to, you know, do so much better for you. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too. Okay, Jonathan?
Okay, you too.
All right. Thank you so much now. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.